hello. How is everyone tonight? It's cold up here in Bellingham, Washington. And I hear down in Paradise, California, the weather is paradise. Woohoo! It's not here, but still, I'm really glad to be with you on Radiance by Design. And tonight, we're talking about creating and creating and sometimes in impossible odds. I don't know how many of you listen to Paradigm Shifters. Some of you listen to the archives more than the actual live show. But this week, we did an interview, forgive me if I'm repeating it for some of you who listened, with a fellow named Terry McBride. And Terry, at 24, had spine surgery, and they found somehow in the middle of his surgery, he got E. coli throughout his spine, and it went throughout his body. He was a young married man with a two-year-old and was quite physical, and he was told the prognosis was they had to scrape it out of his spine, the prognosis was so awful that he probably wouldn't walk again, and he'd have a colostomy for the rest of his life, and he would be impotent. I mean, it was just incredible. Talk about difficult odds. Remember, this guy's 24, and he's kind of been hot stuff up till then. Anyway, so he goes through 11 years of surgeries, and things just kept getting worse and so on, and they said, this will not improve, you will not, and you need to have psychiatry so that you can get over your attitude and accept things. And he kept saying, it's not how I believe. And even though I guess he cried and wanted to die at times, and I don't know the story, but he and his wife split up finally. It was just horrendous. But what he just kept doing was, inch by inch, the stuff that you and I know about. He did his affirmations, he did his visualizations, he kept seeing himself well, even though he couldn't possibly believe it at great periods of time. Anyway, when I saw him speak last weekend, he was already 68. He's walk and talk, and he doesn't have any of those problems. He's not limping. He's not in a wheelchair. He doesn't have a colostomy anymore. It's just an incredible story, and it's the kind of, and he wrote a book saying, The Hell I Can't. That's the name of his book. So you might want to check his website, terrymcbride.org. But as I was writing up the blurb around the interview we were going to do, I just kept realizing we should all remember that we are amazing critters. We're absolutely powerful beyond our comprehension. And it really is difficult sometimes, holy mackerel, here we are headed into the great holiday season, and so many people that I've met and I'm talking to lately have incredible financial crunches going on. They have, in quotes, impossible situations. We see that the global economic climate is, in quotes, an impossible situation. We hear tremendous, tremendous predictions. We hear a lot about corruption, how this bank and that bank, and, you know, we know the mortgage swindle and the distortion of the bailouts and the crippling hand-tying, probably gun to his head, I don't know, of our president by the powers behind the scenes, which I'm not political in the sense that I'm going to get into it and try to analyze all that. But we're all seeing, oh, my God, and the media's got us going, oh, it's all coming to hell in a handbasket, which in some ways it is. But in the spiritual realm, in the metaphysical realm, we've heard for probably thousands of years, but in any case, a lot of us have heard for 10, 15, 20, 30 years that there would come a time called the Great Shift. And during this time, the systems and the structures that we're accustomed to leaning on or leaning against or fighting against or pushing against, all of those things would have to fall apart. Even money, they say, may dissemble entirely and economically be, the whole world will have to have a different economic system. So I guess what I want to say is, golly, here we are coming into holiday season. People are fraught with the greatest thing is change, change in how your security is going to play out. Who are you really? Who are you really isn't what decides the security that you've adopted on this planet in this lifetime, is it? Who are you really isn't as fraught by those things. So I'm saying, let's talk tonight. Let's do some meditations. I love to do our sacred geometric meditations, because they're really a tool for manifesting. Let's talk tonight about the issues you're up against, and let's talk about manifesting change. Let's talk about tapping those amazing powers that you have and that I have. We don't always tap those powers, because what we do is we adjust to or we adapt to the security that we know exists. Okay, so I have a home and family, and I have a job, and I have IRAs, and I have this, and I have that, and I have a mortgage, and so on. And that's called security. But really, on this show, and on many of the shows on BBS Radio and other metaphysical areas, what we're learning is that the real security, it comes from within ourselves and our relationship with our inner divinity. I'm not going to start preaching religion here at all, but I'm just going, there's an aspect of your nature, an aspect of my nature, which has its wonderful fleck of divinity in it. And it has the capacity to unfold, to unroll, and create beyond the stippling, the controlling effects of a man-made system. And I don't know how you see it, but how I see this time of the shift is psychically, visually, because I'm an intuitive, as you all know, and what I see is all kinds of systems breaking down, people freaking and so on, but I also see these rippling, kind of silvery, sparkly gold, uprising new sprouts, and they're going on all over the world. But narrowing it back down to this country in America and Canada, I'm seeing them growing. People are developing their own businesses. People are being kind of entrepreneurial. People are being community conscious. People are supporting one another. People are studying sustainability and how to get off the grid. People are making things of all kinds. A lot of people are homeschooling their kids. There's a lot going on. Some of the new cars coming out are like hybrids, or they're using a variety of sources. They're moving off of oil to a certain degree. It's just really huge change time, and the biggest pain is when you lose, or we all lose, what was our stabilizing mainstay, whether it's the income, whether it's housing and mortgages and all that. It's how we're losing that that is really freaking us out. And if you're not careful, what happens is somebody freaks out about it, and then we all pass it on. So then we all resonate with and send out in the collective, oh, my gosh, it's just terrible out there. It's going to be worse and worse. And then we're all scared, right? We got to get over that. We got to learn to create, not respond, not have our minds and hearts run by what's going on in the collective, but choose to run it ourselves. And we run it with, well, you know this, we run it with energy clearing. We run it with redesigning what it is we want to experience. I go back to Terry McBride. His thing, he didn't just say, all's well, all's well, all's well. What he said was, I don't know if I can believe I'm going to get better, because he was in excruciating pain, and totally debilitated, and looking forward to many more surgeries. He'd say things to himself in affirmation like, just maybe I can get past this, because he could believe that. But he was saying, stumbling up against his belief structure and saying, I will be fully well, there was just too much contradiction inside of him. So it was a great way of expressing how you go inside, try to find out what your beliefs are, and then really move with adding a preferred belief or a preferred vision to your life. So say you're losing your house. You've lost your home, and they're foreclosing on you, all right? You can be going into, like, screaming if you have to, or screaming into your pillow, I have a home. I have a viable investment. You can pick some of the phrases that will remind you that this can create itself differently. Pick those phrases and keep going. Because I just see more and more people who need to do that, and other people who are actually doing that. Don't give yourself such a task as you can't believe in it. Nah, that doesn't work. I was talking, one of the pre-records I just did was with a fellow that I met years and years ago. His name was Lionel Fifield, and when I was in Vancouver, B.C. in 1979, he came from Australia, and I was invited into this workshop, which was a very new kind of metaphysical thing in those days. And his whole thing was he had been an accountant, and he'd also been a very frail kid and so on, and he was very shy, and as a result of all that, he would go inside. He was very active with his inner self, and then he became a speaker, which is kind of ironic, sort of to overcome his difficulties. He went into Toastmasters, and he became a speaker, and he realized he didn't just want to do numbers with people. He wanted to help people, and he even talks now about having been so grateful that he was such a fragile kid. So anyway, he came to Vancouver and gave this workshop, and he impressed the heck out of me because I was new at the metaphysical activity in creating my reality. And what he wanted to do was live entirely in his intuitive beckonings from his higher self and from his inner. So he came to Vancouver knowing he was supposed to give a workshop, but he didn't have any money. And all of his workshops he ran on a donation basis. And he came to Vancouver and he made enough money to go back to Australia, and he made enough money to keep traveling and so on. And then he went back to Australia and started He started a place called the Relaxation Center in Brisbane, Australia, because he realized that until we learn to relax, I mean really relax, we don't get in touch with that deep inner place. And instead, we're always abuzz with trying to be what we think it's going to be for us to be secure, for us to be successful. You know, and what he's saying is when you really get into relaxation with yourself is when you hear your inner promptings telling you who you really are, what your identity really would resonate with. It was wonderful. Another story he told, which I really loved, is he told a story about how he'd been way out in the outback and he had to travel and he was sick and he wanted to get home and there was 100 miles left and he was so sick he couldn't imagine getting home. So he had heard that you use affirmations to make yourself feel better. So he said, I was saying to myself, gosh, I really feel wonderful. Oh, yeah, this is great. I feel good. And that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. So he decided that he better get a little juice into it and he better change it. So he started to sing his things like, I can't remember what the tune was he used, but something like, I love my liver, I love my liver, because he had liver problems at the time. And he just sang and sang for 100 miles. He sang to all of his organs. And by the time he got home, he said he was just electric. He was buzzing, he was healed, and so on. So what he did was he took an affirmation and he applied it so that it had some gusto and some zest. And he made himself well, and that's enough of a preamble. I just want to say to you all, you and I can create a sense of joy, a sense of success, a sense of trueness to ourselves. We just have to remind each other how to do it. You're listening to Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I work with a wonderful, wonderful coalescence of guides and angels and love to work with you. And I love to start this show, Radiance by Design, with a meditation, because I want you and I to really feel like we're in the Radiance by Design community with all the other listeners here. And that's because we're raising, like Lionel did, raising the fields and frequency and sending them out into the collective. So we are a part of the shift. So let's do our meditation quite quickly, because I want you to call in. And Deb O'Connor isn't going to be able to call in tonight. She's helping her daughter move. But we're going to read her astrological report and talk about Mercury retrograde. But as Terry McBride was saying, you know, everything is about what we believe, and I know you know that, and I know that. So I wish Deb was on, because I'd say, what about if we believe that Mercury retrograde is really awful? But what if it really isn't? What if? So I'm going, we have to look at our beliefs. In fact, there's a woman I love who knows a lot about astrology. She made a mistake. She thought she was in Mercury retrograde when she wasn't. And she said, oh, my God, isn't this Mercury retrograde awful? And I said, well, it doesn't start till next week. This is a few weeks ago. and she checked the time, and she had been living through a horrendous Mercury retrograde experience because she had that belief. So I'm being playful with you. I'm saying, gee whiz, what do we believe right now? And I think we can believe our way out of almost everything, and we can do it with love, and we can do it with intention, and we can do it with clearing the blocks to our joie de vivre. So join me. Let's all close our eyes. Let's take a couple of deep breaths and close our eyes. And let's see above our heads, about 2 miles, a golden ball. And below our spine, another, say 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball right down through your spine into the lower golden ball. Now from the upper golden ball to waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid. And then upside down with its point poking into the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid. And our pyramids meet point to point, right? So you're in an eight-sided figure. And inside of that, you're in a crystal ball. You create a crystal ball that touches your octahedron. And then inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron. Okay, and now you're going to be spinning and spinning and spinning in your star tetrahedron. I always feel like I'm being flung around in it. Yeah, this is a very inexpensive way to go to the fair for those of you who like to turn right around and upside down. And now whilst we're spinning and spinning in our star tetrahedron, take a look at this magical screen in front of you. And on the first part of the screen, make a movie of yourself. Okay, the first part of the screen, there you are, becoming what it is you want to become. For me, I want to become multidimensional, consciously multidimensional in the moment and coming from the heart and having tremendous faith. And I'm very brightly colored. Good. And what do you want to be? What do you want to become? And wrap that in light when you've accomplished it. Just wrap it in light. And let's move to the next screen. And on the next screen, you're going to show a movie of what project you want to accomplish. And you see all the resources coming. Now, this project could be just a home and family, and just a home and family. Home and family, a successful home and family. It could be books. It could be building a house. It could be traveling the world over. It could be running for office. It could be whatever you want, and running a business. Entrepreneurialism is going to be a really big deal for a lot of people for a long time now, isn't it? So you see yourself developing and creating what it is you want to. You see all the resources coming, the people, the places, the things, the money. And you see your business or your project creating itself. Then you see yourself smiling there, and you're really happy because it's very successful. And then you see all the flow of resources coming to sustain your project. That's it. The resources are coming from all the places you need light, people. Good. And now when you see all of that working really well, then let's drop into our sacred, it's not the sacred, it's the Galactic Healing Center. And in the Galactic Healing Center, we see a little table there, a beautiful healing table, and there's a ring of guides around it, healing guides or healing presences. Some of you want to see who they are. Some of you recognize them. Some have earth people. Some have multidimensional people. Some have a variety. Good. Now, the first person to go in and lie on the table is you. So as we go in and lie on the table, good, let's ask for what it is we want, or ask them what they think we need and ask them to provide that. Good job. And when you can really feel the work going on, and you can really feel the energy going through your body. You might want to ask them what you need to learn right now. And then sometimes you want to write that down. And you wrap that in light, move yourself to the right there, and you know that you'll be stewed. The healing will continue, at least for a while. We have a fresh table. The team replicates themselves. And you bring in somebody that needs help. I'm bringing in somebody whose life keeps blowing out of the water. And this person's an alcoholic. And I'm seeing that person come in and communicate with these angels and guides and multidimensional beings. And seeing how they can work with him, how they can help him. Oh my, very impressive. Who did you bring in and what's going on with that? Let's see how they can help. And they're changing his brain pattern and lifting him. And you can just feel it in there. Now wrap that in light. When you can feel it and you see something's going on, move it over to the right there. And now we're going to bring in a political situation. We can keep doing that and do it with people that need help. But we're running kind of late. Not that I have a huge agenda here, but I want to make sure we have time for your calls. So let's bring in our political agenda. And it seems to me, I don't know what you think about it, but it seems to me that the oligarchy, the rulership of many by a few for selfish and greedy purposes, or the plutocracy, which is a little similar, is showing how corrupt it is, and the people in Occupy Wall Street and all of that are trying to be potent enough to make a difference in the inequity of our social structure, our political structure, our the toxicity structure, global warming, the energy, the oil and stuff, and the bamboozling of large groups of people. So I would like to bring the oligarchy in, those beings that have tremendous power over politics, over money, over corporate structures, and over countries and so on. You know, I just see them all as a collective band of egregious control freaks. So let's see them coming and sitting in on our table. And all around, the guides, layer after layer after layer of consciousness, radiating way out in the universe and absolutely working with this massive beings who are caught in the wheels of their own relentless press for money. We'll just put it that way, for power, for domination and money. Now, they don't know any better after a while. The wheel just keeps going around inside, doesn't it? So let's see them all on the table and see these healing forces coming from so many levels of consciousness and just flowing in through them and around them, loving, nurturing, awakening. Basically, they need to wake up to the fact that they have tremendous power. And that power can be for love and for the greater good, and that they'll feel it as well. That's right. And I just see it all as like this amazing dance of infusion. And I see some of the beings that are there. I pick one or two. I won't mention them. But to see their reaction. And again, the realms of consciousness seem to be just moving in and around, absolutely bathing them in what could be a transformative event. And then we're going to wrap that in light, absolutely wrap it in light. And as the light winds round and round and round and round this scenario, let's call in those amazing kind of apricot orange radiant colored lights of harmony and goodwill. And have them come in through your hands, to fill your chest, to fill your neck and head, and make a cycle going back and forth so that you're absolutely the embodiment of these ribbons of wonderful healing energy, and then send them back out through your arms, through your hands, to touch, to pat down all the rough places on our planet where people or trees or animals, changing topographies, damages like in Japan and back down where the Gulf disaster is. And over in the Middle East, where there's fighting in Syria, I believe, and Egypt, and different places around the world where there's a lot of pain. And we touch down with this amazing healing light around and around and around, remembering that we are one. We're a species, we're a human collective, or we're a life collective, that we're essentially one, and we're here to create, and it starts from you and it starts from me. We're here to create a vivifying and expanding life for one another and for our planet. So we just feel that and see that in the name of divinity, in the name of all the beings who are so wise and supportive of us right now, and have this light go round and round and absolutely swath and bathe our earth. And then it flows back in through our hands, into our chest. It flows back into us. Let's wrap that in light. Close off our galactic healing center. I like to see it with a great big golden zipper. Jump into the star tetrahedron. Woo! Spin round and round and round. And even though you're a little dizzy, you step right out into the room with me. Hi! How are you? Are you feeling transcended? Remember this, we are so incredibly powerful, and it's our job right now to be able to tap that infinite power within that a lot of us forget to use, and to pass it on to others. Now, would you like to call in? I'd love you to call in. I think you can see the numbers up there on your screen, can you? And I'd love you to call in and talk about what kind of things are going on in your life. You don't have to just call about turmoil. You can call about perceptions and preparing for Christmas. Let's talk about the Mercury retrograde. Now, Deb's not going to be here, but I'm going to read her paper. I think Bob brought it for me up from the basement. No, he didn't. Oh, we had a paper jam, so we don't have it. I'll read it off my computer. Anyway, she's talking about, where is she? Okay, she's talking about how, why don't I just read it right now, okay? You want to hear it right now, what she's talking about with the, hi, I'm glad you phoned, because here I am fooling around with my computer. How are you? Who am I talking
to? Hi. This is Michelle. How are you doing, Veronica?
I'm doing really well. How are you, Michelle?
I'm good, thank you. And thank you for that meditation. That was great.
Oh, good. Are you going through a lot of changes these days?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I'm very affected by this whole shift.
Yeah, it's something, isn't it?
Great. Yeah. But I'm riding the wave. I'm good.
it's really important. I like the way you said that. I'm riding the wave, because that's really what we have to do, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of that, I'm currently looking for work.
Okay.
And I have been for a while now. And I understand that I have to be patient, and I have to, you know, do all my due diligence. But I'm wondering if you can see anything coming up before the end of the year, possibly, or anything I need to do.
Okay, what kind of, what's happening is you might have to change, what are you applying for? Okay, because I want to say that there needs to be a slight change in how you're applying.
Well, I'm involved in theater. So
okay.
I generally audition.
Well, there's something else. And do you usually get paid to work in theater?
Oh, yeah.
Are you in New York?
Well, I spent a lot of my time there and Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like you have a job coming up, but it seems like it's part acting and there's something else involved. Do you know what that would be, whether it's...
Well, I also write. I also screenwrite, but I've never actually done that and got paid for it, but I have produced a lot of things.
I think it's production of some sort, and it might even be something a little bit tedious, but they're showing that you would amp up the rate at which you're going to be working by adding some aspect to your applications, like when you're looking. Do you look and respond, or do you have an agent?
I do both. Mm-hmm. I'm very hungry. But yes, I have an agent, and I also just have been asking around with friends and just networking a lot.
Okay, well, throw in something mundane like office support or something. And I don't mean terminally. I mean just to amp up the rate at which you get something. And from that point, you will also be looking for a better position. So it's like you get something coming up, but I see this thing with it that's like, and I'm also willing to do some kind of office work for now. Does that make sense? Because it's like you're going to be looking for it. It doesn't just come to you. You're going to look for it. But it looks like combining two things is better for you than just one, you see?
You think office work?
Well, yeah, it's not something that you really want to do, but it's temporary and it's something to do with filling in for someone for now, and you're not thinking in those directions, but it would help you and it would get you lifted and it would get you in the circuit again, and then you'll have a bigger part soon. I know it doesn't thrill you. It's just that it's a way to get in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so by office work, do you mean like secretarial work? Because I really don't know how to do any of that sort of thing. I'm not trained in that area.
Well, here's what it looks like to me. It has something to do with theater, and it's more administrative. And it's not for very long. It's kind of like filling in for someone, and it just covers your fanny for a short while, and then you're off and running doing something a little more expansive. The only reason it's magical is because it covers you till, you know, the Yule. It covers you till Christmas sort of thing. So it's only a temporary thing.
Oh, good. That I'm open to.
Yeah, I think it's really important because and this is for other people as well, that there's something about it that jiggles your energy fields. It gives you a different structure and a different schedule and gets you off a kind of a, you know, the old hamster wheel we get onto. We're trying to do the same thing over and over and over again. It gets you off that. You meet a couple of interesting people. You know it's temporary. There's also some acting or theater stuff attached to it. And then things change for you. It's like it breaks your ice for you. But I don't know what's happening in your field before Christmas, but it looks like it's pretty sparse.
There's a few things, but I'm open.
But you're smart to keep looking yourself, too, because I think you're the one who's going to pioneer something in a little while. Your writing is very good, darling.
Thank you.
Are you getting good feedback with it?
Well, yeah, I don't have a writer's agent. I have no one repping me for that. I just have a bunch of fellow screenwriters that I submit things to, and they're constantly helping me tweak things. But I've never actually done it professionally, but I would like to because I have a lot of ideas.
Well, I think that you're a very good writer.
Thank you.
This is without even seeing your writing. That's pretty bold of me. And I want to encourage you to just get adventuresome. Go, I just want to do something. And then we have another caller, so I'll have to say goodbye and happy Yule to you. You got to phone us and let us know what happened.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to go and pursue and stay open. So
excellent.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle. Good evening. You're on the air. How are you?
Great, Veronica, it's Beth.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
Hi. Good. And I have to say, I'd like to hear what the stars have to say, because what planet is in retrograde right now or something?
Mercury is, but I think also
Mercury.
I think also Pluto is, but it seems to be coming out. But yeah, what do you want to hang on while I read this from Deb?
I would love to. I would love to hear it.
All right. This is partially for Beth and for all the rest of us. This is from Deb O'Connor, Love Dog Design. Mercury is still going backward. I imagine you've had an experience or two or 20 this week, which confirms for you the fact that the planet of human thought seems to have lost its mind. I like that, actually. I think that might be true in my world. And you know how this works. Communications become squirrely. You get to the post office with all your packages, but you forgot to grab your wallet, or your wallet disappears. Sometimes a wallet which disappeared 2 weeks ago finally shows up again. You write a note to a friend, but a different friend receives it. Your Skype line worked out just fine yesterday, but today it has no sound. Someone you'd forgotten or tried to forget materializes out of the blue. There's really no end to the hijinks which Mercury is capable of unleashing when it's going backward. Does that sound familiar to you right now?
Oh, my gosh. How long is this going to happen for?
I don't know. We'll see. Just hang on. I'm writing mostly to remind us to keep a sense of humor. This is an energy which wants to hurt or confuse us. It wants to drive us back toward our inner sensing and our inner knowing. So what's required is laughter at its absurdity. My favorite Mercury retrograde story comes from a dear friend in Montana. 2 years ago, she found a little house, fell in love with it, made an offer. The day of the transfer of ownership arrived, but neither of the realtors showed up. It turned out that the water heater in this wonderful cottage had burst and filled the basement with water, soaking the wallboards and making a humid mess. Did I mention that Mercury was retrograde the day she intended to make the house her own? But my friend kept her wits about her, cried and laughed, and decided to think around the edges of the situation. Now that's a good line. Next day, the owners offered to reduce the price of her house by $10,000, and they also cleaned up the mess before she took possession. The rehab of the basement only cost $1,500. She got her house, got the walls of the basement replaced, something she planned to do anyway, and came away with a lot of money. That's not bad, eh? Mercury is a trickster, and when it's working through Sagittarius, an energy which loves knowledge and knowing, well, you get the idea. Our best bet this next couple of weeks, so I guess it's two more weeks, I think it's just till January 1st, if I remember, is to slow down, watch our intent carefully, and remain playful. The bright side of this retro cycle is that it's a great time for deep meditation, for turning toward a paintbrush instead of another mediocre sitcom, for beginning that daily journaling that you've been promising yourself for months that you'll get to tomorrow. Any action which takes you into the spaciousness outside your brain will quiet and soothe you and contribute beautifully to the universal movement into higher consciousness. Do you like that?
Oh, my gosh. I am totally, totally dealing with that.
Well, we'll
have
to...
Oh, my gosh. A guy contacted me that I haven't talked to in over a year.
Oh, wow.
Blue.
Oh,
then,
wow.
And then two, yesterday I thought I had an audition that was actually today, but I went to it. And because I went to that audition, I actually missed another audition that I could have gone to. It was just like, I couldn't believe it, because I'm very, very caught. Like, I'm really, really on it about auditions.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually missed an audition because I could have sworn the other audition was yesterday. It was crazy. Like, I'd never done that before. I felt, like, totally off. And that is why.
Well, did the whole audition work out well in itself?
The one that ended up that was really today... Yes, it did. It was a great audition. It was fabulous. But the one that, the commercial audition yesterday, I totally missed because of totally just flaked. And when I, by the time I got there, they were like, oh, we're done already. Forget it. Oh. You know what I mean? So I was just like, okay, whatever. It's just like, what can I do? You know what I mean? I actually kind of laughed about it. I was like, whatever, you know? Like, what am I going to do about it? There's nothing I can do, so.
That's funny, actually. So you weren't depressed by it?
No, not even the slightest. And normally, I would be. But this time around, I was just like, whatever.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Which is why I wanted to hear that, because I was like, this is totally, I'm definitely going through it. Definitely going through it.
Wow.
But I also wanted to, got inspired because you were talking about, oddly enough, earlier before the meditation, about mantras and, like, you know, keep on saying, like, positive things to yourself and stuff like that. And you actually brought up about the foreclosure, and I'm a little nervous because my mortgage is going up, and I'm a little worried because I don't have extra money, and so I'm just a little nervous about
why
that.
Is your mortgage going up?
Because the way that I was actually very lucky, I was able to refi and do the loan modification with my condo,
mm-hmm.
and so for the next so this year it goes up, and the next year it goes up again, and then the following year it stays at 5% at a certain price for the next 20 years, right? And I knew it was coming. And I just...
When did you buy it? Okay, I want to say two things. First, hang on a sec, Beth. I want to say that Mercury retrograde ends on December 13th this time.
Oh, okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so when did you buy it?
In 06.
Okay, so that was before all the craziness, hey?
It was a year before the whole... everything just crashed. Yeah.
Mhm. So, because I think you're okay with your. I don't know why, but I think you're okay. What about your production company? You're making money in a short while. What's your production company doing?
Well, actually, nothing right now. I'm working with friends right now. We're trying to get a sketch stuff going, comedy stuff going. My casting workshops are, they're going well, but I don't make a lot of money off that. That's more like just for business and connecting with casting people and trying to get my acting going.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to be doing a business with someone. And it looks like it starts off in January. Do you have another business that you're thinking about doing? Because you're going to make some good money next year, off and on, yeah. Off and on in your field makes sense. It's like clumps here and clumps there, you know?
Right. And that's I'm fine with that. I have nothing in the works right now for production whatsoever. Like that kind of sense. Like, not... Because the thing that I'm working with my friends, with doing the improv stuff, or not improv, but comedy stuff, sketch stuff, it's really in the beginning stages, and I would love for us to make some money off of it, but the likelihood is so slim right now. It's like I can't even imagine that. It's just, it's more like I'm doing this 'cause for the love of it,
mm-hmm.
see what happens, you know?
But you know what's interesting? When I look down the road, if I were to be a psychic, woo-hoo, I would say that about the second week in January, something starts to really gel, and you've got a little business running that's really making some money.
Wow, that would be great. That would be really, really great.
And I think it's something you might have started near the end of October.
The only thing that I kind of started... And October was losing weight.
Oh,
that's about it.
Well, you don't know, but you might remember all of a sudden an audition. And I just want to go back into the affirmations before I hang up on you, is to say that just to be saying, like, one of the things that I love to say is, okay, show me, reveal to me what it is that I need to be doing. And the other thing is, how much do you want to make? You're making enough. You can call in over and over again. I create $3,500 every month, or I create, you know, over and over and over again. Write it, say it, speak it, put it on tape, put it under your pillow. And this is old-fashioned stuff, but you know what? It works. But you got to put your voice into it. And it. Pardon me?
I totally agree with you. Totally. Yeah. So, okay, so you're saying, ask the universe what I need to see and hear, mm-hmm. what I need to be, you know, what I need to do.
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Say, reveal to me. Just
and
show me.
Reveal. Okay.
I jump up and down, yell, show me, show me, and it works usually.
I love that. You know?
But it doesn't work maybe in the minute. It might take 3 days. I don't know, but you'll get something. We're better off doing that than worrying, because worrying states over and over, gee, I don't have enough money, gee, I don't have enough money, gee, I don't have enough money, and guess what happens?
You don't have enough money.
Right. Exactly. And you know that, and I know that.
Okay.
Right?
I love this. Oh my God. And then the other thing, wait, and then the other thing is I make so and so amount of money every month.
Yeah.
Or I love making this much money every month.
Yeah, and this much or more comes to me easily and effortlessly. You know. And I also want you to say over and over, because I see it in your aura and your ability. I am so good at business. Boy, I'm really a business girl. Wow. You know, because you have that in your nature to somewhere deep down put a business structure underneath a lot of what you want to do. Some people can't do that.
Okay.
You know that. Yeah. And having a foot in each world is very wise. So I want to be an actress. I want to be a performer. And boy, I'm good at business too. Yay. You know, that's great.
I love that. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. That's
right.
What I needed.
Big,
thank you.
Big hugs to you. Thanks for calling in, darling.
Yes, thank you.
Bye. So this is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm talking to you about getting inspired. Don't get embroiled in all of the frequencies and the waves of loss that are going on out there. I get caught up in them. It's like, you know, sort of like little dust devils or something, and they come up through your head, and the next thing you know, you're caught in a kind of a nerve-wracking awareness that stability isn't what it used to be or something like that. Oh my gosh, how am I going to do this and that? And we really have to go back to the old metaphysics. We have to get right in there and start chanting what it is we want to see and experience. But it's also my experience that sometimes it gets shifted by the universe. And something will come up, but it might be a little different. It's like Michelle's call. It might be a little different than what she's affirming, because sometimes we have to move over and let the universe add a few pieces to it. I guess that's to dance with or marry what's going on in the social structure. I don't know. Anyway, you know who's coming up on my show, my Paradigm Shifters, on Tuesday night? Is somebody, a lot of you get a big bang out of Linda Sherman. She's an astrologer. She's a little different than Deb, because they're all different, right? Just like people. But she, her big bailiwick, her really good, she's going to be live so you can call in, but her really amazing perceptions are all about how the world political situation is working, how the economic world is working. She really gets down and dirty with what's going on. And her book is called, I believe, What Next? It's Linda Sherman, S-C-H-U-R-M-A-N-N, and her book is called What's Next? And it's very good. It's pretty scary near the end when she talks about how the systems are coming apart. But you and I know they already are. She wrote that 5 years ago, and it's still absolutely apropos of what's going on. And now she's working on a second book. So it'll be wonderful to talk with her live and have you call in and really push her around about what is really going on, Linda. She's a student of all this kind of stuff. Yes, she's an astrologer. She used to be an opera singer. She is a super character. And so tune in at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night for Paradigm Shifters. Jackie Salvitti and the team will be on at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock. And they're going to be talking about parallel realities and what all that means. And the team, she's going to channel, Jackie's going to channel the team about how they're going to help us deal with that in our dream time. I love that. Now, you know what? I'm just going to start to do, I want some of you to sign up. I'm going to start to do online classes. We were just playing with it last week and working with Skype, and so a number of us could each see each other as we worked with it. It was just delightful. So I would love to start some online classes if you have ideas about that. Phone or write to me, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com. That's Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com. And really and truly, I want you all to remember that you have the ability to do amazing and creative things. We have the ability to heal a lot of ourselves. That doesn't always mean physical. It can mean mental, emotional. It can be financial. It can be home and family. We have the ability to do an awful lot of creation and a lot of recreation in our body, mind, even our DNA. We really can do those things. So let's get to work doing affirming, visualization. Affirmations are, you know, I am well, I am creating as best $3,500 a month. I have a job. I have a series of jobs coming up that I really enjoy that bring up my creativity. Those are affirmations. And do your visualizations that go with that. See yourself as well. See yourself as beautiful. See yourself as healthy. And boy, oh boy, it's really fun when you do that and you look at yourself in the mirror over and over and you really see a big change in how you work. Inside is like that as well. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, 'tis the season to be jolly. And another thing about it, it's a season for me anyway. I always call it the season of rebirth. So let's get creating and affirming and redesigning and then also being conscious of the fact we're all in this together. Let's not let all the fear stuff weigh us down and all the harbingers of danger and doom. Let's take in that stuff if we have to and then blast back out with our visualizations, our belief structures, our mutual support, and that amazing heart that you and I have sending love out there and the love of the inner divinity. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, take a deep breath. And send, breathe blessings out to all the people that are listening to Radiance by Design, because we're a community. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk again soon. Stay tuned if you can. Top of the hour is Jackie. Good night.